Better late than never?
Man, I hope so.
This is the Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular, Barely Summer Edition.
Well, it's that time again to start that list. But every time I do, there's just one thing that I miss. Well, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. Well, it's you, it's you, it's you. I just can't wait till that day comes. I'm bundled by the fire and I wouldn't be alone. I'd be with you, with you, with you, with you. I'd be with you, with you.
That's Kim Lee in the Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular. She's from Southern California, and she wrote that song. Kim Lee, you need to keep writing songs. You need to keep performing. It's awesome. I'm Lee Cameron. I know, it's late. There are reasons. I'll go into them, and the reason why most of the show is going to be sort of a best of. Okay, my favorite stuff. So it's only appropriate that we keep jamming with the song that opened the first Summer Spectacular way back in 2007, when I stupidly called it the Christmas Stocking Summer Music Explosion. What was wrong with me?
Oh yes, it's Christmas.
Christmas.
It's the time of the cheer.
Every bit me, I laugh at the end of the year. Lots of good food and sorrow to spare. Smiles and laughter and gladness all around. It's Christmas. Boys and girls, they are waiting with eyes full of glee. Grown-ups wrapping their gifts. So much love and excitement filling the air. It's Christmas.
I remember a time when I was a youth. Granny sat at the table mixing the fruits, making puddings and baking special delights. Oh, it's
no shoes, got no comb for his hair. He is hungry, he's crying, he's wiping his tears at Christmas. Yes, at Christmas. There's a lady who said that God is unfair. Where was he when her son ran away? She's got no one to talk to, who cares at Christmas? Oh yeah. She decided to boycott the festivities, start walking in dismay so hurriedly when she poked our boy at the top of the street. He was searching for her. She's not alone. Christmas back in this home. In the mood of the holiday, celebrating a special day now. Spending time with the family, it's Christmas. Oh yeah. Giving love, got no time to wait. Meditating and giving praise. Now the one who came down to say it's Christmas. The holiday, celebrating a special day now. Spending time with the family, it's Christmas. Yeah. Giving love, got no time to wait. Meditating and giving praise now. In the one who came down to save, it's Christmas. Oh no, rap a bum bum now, it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas. Okay, it's the Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular. That's Cleveland Deru Kathnut. I hope I said your middle name right. Actually, he doesn't even use it anymore. He goes by Cleveland Kathnut. He's originally from St. Andrews, Jamaica, and he's performed as Mufasa in touring companies of The Lion King in Europe. Nice. So there are some interesting Christmas albums coming up this year. The splashiest may be William Shatner's Shatner Claus, October 26, featuring a bunch of guest stars, including Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, Rick Wakeman from Yes, Elliot Eastman from The Cars, Judy Collins, and Henry Rollins, among others. You can pre-order the CD and vinyl on Amazon right now, and I'll have a link for you in the show notes at mychristmasstocking.net. Or, wait a minute, is this the splashiest? Eric Clapton, Happy Xmas, with one original track, For Love on Christmas Day, and traditional songs like Jingle Bells, dedicated to the late Swedish DJ Avicii, and a mix of mostly 20th century Christmas standards, a couple of traditional carols, and some less known Christmas songs, all done with a blues angle. Eric Clapton's album comes out October 12th. And if you're a country fan, you're like, didn't he just release a Christmas album 2 years ago? Yeah, he really likes Christmas, all right? You can relate, right? Anyway, I don't know when it's coming out, but it is recorded, so I assume it'll be this year. Martina McBride released her Christmas album, White Christmas, 20 years ago, so it's time for another one. Now, that makes sense, see? 20 years. This one's going to be called It's the Holiday Season, and I think it's going to be kind of a big band sound with mostly pop Christmas songs. She's also touring the South with the Joy of Christmas Tour, playing with local orchestras in each location. Those are the only ones I know of so far, but I'll let you know if I hear of others. And please, let me know if you hear of others, because obviously I'm kind of falling off the track here a little bit this year. Thank you for your gifts to the Christmas Stocking. I really, really appreciate it. They really help. They help psychologically and, monetarily. There's a PayPal link, and basically what you do is you go to mychristmasstocking.net, look at the top, and it says contribute. There are a couple of other places too, and if you want to give, it really helps more and more every year. I say that every year, and it's always true. This is 21 AD in the Christmas Stocking.
All year long, I wait for you to reveal your beauty. I close my eyes to remember the winter's love I see.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are inspires my song and rhyme. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, what happiness befalls me. All year long I wait for you to reveal your beauty. I close my eyes to remember the winter's love I see.
Played three songs by 21AD back in 2010 and 2011. I really like their stuff. Their Christmas album is all I could find, which is too bad. I really like their sound. They call that Oh Christmas Tree. It seems right. Among everything else, I've let the Twitter thing fall down a little bit, although I've been posting a little bit here and there in the summer. There's some interesting stuff if you go to twitter.com/xmasstocking. Hello, the Christmas Station. They have Christmas music 24/7, 365. At The Christmas FM. Jim at Wild and Silly, thank you for all your support this year. I really appreciate it. You too, Alonzo. Alonzo Duralde, A. Duralde, author of Have Yourself a Movie Little Christmas, and the Christmas Past Podcast, at Xmas Past Podcast, who put together a Christmas game show this summer, which almost became my de facto summer spectacular. No music. You can find that game, it's a video, at mychristmasstocking.net. And yes, it is a little embarrassing. To me, I mean. I mean my performance on it. Wait till you see what I couldn't remember. I still can't believe it. It's kind of disgusting me right now. I haven't updated the store recently, but if you haven't looked at my Zazzle store, there is some stuff there. A link is at mychristmasstocking.net, and if you shop on Amazon, start at mychristmasstocking.net at the top on the right, and you'll help the show financially a little there too. I appreciate it. This is the Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular, full of music, so why not a song that's so nice it's named twice? It's the Christmas Song Song, Rocky and Balls in the Christmas Stocking.
Giddy up your jingle horse, get those bells a-ringing. Roast your chestnuts on the fire and hear the choir singing. Like little tots with eyes aglow, we'll frolic just like Eskimos. Deck your halls and let it snow. Gay apparel we will don, and merrily the bells ding dong. Rum pum pum pum, rum pum pum pum. Five gold rings, Gloria, fa la la. Don't shed a tear.
British duo Rocky and Balls were Sophie Madeline. I hope it's Madeline. Might be Madeline, but I think it's Madeline. And Hannah Rockcliffe. And I think I got their names backwards, too. I think Rockcliffe is Rocky. Anyway, they're no longer a duo, which is too bad. But they are still friends. At least that's what it looks like on Twitter. And Hannah is still making music as Grace Alexander. They were on the Summer Music Spectacular in 2011. I'm Lee Cameron. Let's check out the hot toys for 2018, or at least a few. Good Housekeeping has a roundup of hot toys for Christmas, and I think they did a good job. I'd like them to continue doing that. Fingerlings are still around, and the Fingerlings Untamed Raptors look pretty sweet. It looked like they weren't out yet, because their website says coming soon, but you can order them on Amazon and get them tomorrow, so I think you can get them. But you might want to get them now, because I really think these are going to be hot. Num Noms Snackable Cereal. They look like cereal, but they're not cereal. But they smell like cereal, but they're not cereal. There's a bowl that you pour water in, but it's not cereal. And when you swirl the spoon, it turns into scented milk, but it's not scented milk. None of it is edible. This sounds like a genius toy, right? Okay, I don't always get it. I'd rather have cereal, personally. Including when I was 7. Don't Step in It is a game for 4 and up. Yes, Don't Step in It. It's just what it sounds like. A kid is blindfolded and walks barefoot down a game mat that has molded fake poop made from an included compound strewn around. I'm sure you can buy more compound. I'm sure they're going to continue making money on that. And the object is to not step in the poop. How long do you think it takes before the object is to step in the poop? I mean, seriously, that's a much more fun game. When it's not really poop. Trust me, I know. Grumblies are furry little monsters that might be related to Oscar the Grouch, but they're even crankier. If you roll and shake them, they have a meltdown. Fun, right? It's just like your kid. The Examine and Treat Pet Vet Set is a way for the little ones, 3 and up, to play veterinarian. That's kind of fun. Scruffaloves are these matted fur balls with big eyes when you get them, and that's all you see. And let's face it, that could be cute enough. But then you wash them, dry them, and groom the fur, and they're adorable kittens and puppies. Oh. That's just some of them on the list. You'll find a link to the toys and the full Good Housekeeping list in the show notes at mychristmasstocking.net. Well, at least the list. I'm not positive I'll get all the links. But the links are in the list, so. Hey, do you know we're on Facebook? Oh, you did. Thank you for joining us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Christmas Stocking. I think you can still click see first or make it a favorite to get all the posts because a friend of mine messaged me on my personal page wondering if I was okay because she hadn't seen any posts from me in a few months, and I've been posting there. So I can imagine how many are missing my Christmas stocking stuff. Jennifer, I'm sorry this is so late. Jennifer wanted Christmas in July, and I always do too. I hope you still have your cold, hot chocolate. Chocolate milk, is that what cold, hot chocolate is? I was in Cork, Ireland a few years ago, and there was a chocolate store that sold cold, hot chocolate, and I really wanted to get it, but I only went once, and you have to pick your battles. They had a lot of stuff. I apologized for the lateness a few times on Facebook. Tim in Minnesota said, always look forward, better late than normal. I have no idea what normal is like, Tim, whether I'm on time or not. And hi also to the really nice folks, John in Massachusetts, Katrina in New Jersey, Luis in New York City, John in Wisconsin, and everyone else who stuck with me on Facebook, Twitter, and here. Thank you for your patience. See, I'm trying to send you all over the web to find Christmas stocking stuff. Goodbye, children. Go where I send thee. It's Darby O'Gill and the Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular.
Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee one by one, one for the little bitty. Baby was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee two by two, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty. Baby was born in Bethlehem. children go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee three by three, three for the three Magi, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby was born, born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee four by four, four for the four come knocking at the door, three for the three Magi, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby was born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee five by five, five of them are strangers, four for the four come knocking at the door, three for the three Magi, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby was born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee six by six, six for the six that never got fixed, five of them are strangers, four for the four come knocking at the door, three for the three Magi, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby was born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee seven by seven, seven for the seven that never got to heaven, six for the six that never got fixed, five of them are strangers, four for the four come knocking at the door, three for the three Magi, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby was born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee eight by eight, eight for the eight that stood at the gate, seven for the seven that never got to heaven, six for the six that never got fixed, five of them are strangers, four for the four come knocking at the door, three for the three Magi, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby was born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee nine by nine, nine for the nine I'll dress so fine, eight for the eight that stood at the gate, seven for the seven that never got to heaven, six for the six that never got fixed, five for them are strangers, four for the four come knocking at the door, three for the three Magi, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee 10 by 10, 10 for the 10 commandments, 9 for the 9 I'll dress so fine, 8 for the 8 that stood at the gate, 7 for the 7 that never got to heaven, 6 for the 6 that never got fixed, 5 of them are strangers, 4 for the 4 come knocking at the door, 3 for the 3 Magi, 2 for Paul and Silas, 1 for the little bitty baby was born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee 11 by 11, 11 for the 11 dear riders, 10 for the 10 commandments, 9 for the 9 I'll dress so fine, 8 for the 8 that stood at the gate, 7 for the 7 that never got to heaven, 6 for the 6 that never got fixed, 5 of them are strangers, 4 for the 4 come knocking at the door, 3 for the 3 Magi, 2 for Paul and Silas, 1 for the little bitty baby was born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? Well, I'm gonna send thee 12 by 12, 12 for the Hebrew children, 11 for the 11 dear riders, 10 for the 10 commandments, 9 for the 9 I'll dress so fine, 8 for the 8 that stood at the gate, 7 for the 7 that never got to heaven, 6 for the 6 that never got fixed, 5 of them are strangers, 4 for the 4 come knocking at the door, 3 for the 3 Magi, 2 for Paul and Silas, 1 for the little bitty baby born of the Virgin Mary, wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in a manger, who was born in Bethlehem.
Darby O'Gill on the take on Children Go Where I Send Thee in the Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular. They're in Oregon. Yep, they. I'm sure I treated them as him last time I played this in 2009. The Christmas in Ireland episode. That's more on the nose with the music than usual. Speaking of Oregon, this year's Capitol Christmas tree comes from Willamette National Forest there. And if you go to the website, the Capitol Christmas tree website, It's always snowing on the front page. It's very pretty. It makes me cool off a little bit. They're busy making ornaments for the tree in Oregon right now. For the first time that I can remember, they asked the public to submit tree candidates, and I have no idea if they picked a submitted tree. I don't even know if they picked a Douglas fir. That's the state tree of Oregon. They're keeping it under wraps until it's cut in early November. Hey, you know you can call the Christmas stocking? Yes, you can. Your voice could be on the Christmas stocking. How exciting would that be? Of course, you could send me a file, too. I mean, it is the 21st century. But if you like, you could call 323-487-1225. And if you send me a file, there's no chance I might answer the phone. And there's a chance I might answer the phone if you call 323-487-1225. Generally, I'll let you know on Facebook and Twitter when I do that. You know, you could tell Merry Christmas to your friends or say whatever you like. So call now. Why not? The number is not toll-free, by the way, if you don't have free long distance. I mean, it seems like everybody has free long distance these days, but you might not. I know. I understand. I don't have free texting. I live like a caveman. And if for some reason you're just stumbling on this from a link on Twitter or Facebook or from a friend or something, we are all over the web. I've been around since 2006 doing this. So you can find it on Apple's podcast app, iTunes, a bunch of iOS apps for your phone, your iPad, your iPod Touch. They still make those. And a bunch more for your Android device, too, like Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher. TuneIn and Stitcher are available on both also. And the latest episodes are also available on Amazon Echo and Google Home. I think you just need to say, hey, whatever the thing it is you call it, play the latest Christmas stocking podcast. And I think it'll work. I don't have Google Home, so I haven't tried that. But I'm pretty sure I tried Echo. I think so. Dennis Hensley is a friend of Alonzo's, and he generously offered this song to the Christmas stocking. This is Doesn't Seem Like Christmas in the Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular.
I hear the carolers coming down the walk. I guess I ought to go and turn the porch light on. And they compete with the ticking of the clock. It's gotten so much louder since you've been gone. And it doesn't seem like Christmas. Something isn't here. No, it doesn't seem like Christmas. Something missing here. And it doesn't feel like Christmas. 'Cause you're not here this year. Stores are filled with Christmas by itself. Salvation Army Santa rings his bell. I watch the couple shopping two by two. And just like we used to do. And yet it doesn't seem like Christmas. Something isn't here. No, it doesn't seem like Christmas. There's something missing here. And it doesn't feel like Christmas. 'Cause you're not here this year. Doesn't seem like Christmas. Something isn't here. No, it doesn't seem like Christmas. There's something missing here, and it doesn't feel like Christmas, 'cause you're not here this year.
Little Jingle Bells gives you the feeling, even though it doesn't seem like Christmas. Of course, I know, it's not Christmas, it's the summertime. It's still the summertime, as of release time. That's Dennis Hensley. He's from Arizona, but he's all about LA and Hollywood now. He's been on TV, he writes for TV, film, and more. And thank you, Dennis, for letting me play your song. I really appreciate it. So I keep going back and forth about what to tell you, because obviously, don't have a lot of new music this year, and I've been a little laid off on the Twitter and Facebook this summer too, compared to usual. So this is what happened. I'll give you the short version, because the long version's really long. I'd never had an ambulance ride until February, and I got two. And I wasn't just in the hospital twice. I was in the hospital every weekend. Although, to be fair, one of them started on the weekend, and I stayed 5 days, and I left that Saturday. But technically, that's still every weekend in February. So, first time I went in, it's because I had a heart attack. Yeah, it's hard for me to believe. If you know me, I'm really healthy. I'm really healthy. Except I had a heart attack. And then the next weekend, I was in for pneumonia, right? And the next weekend, I had a stroke. Who knew? All that can happen to you, even if you're not that old. So I'm like, well, at that point I couldn't go, well, this is going to be it, because that's what I said after the heart attack. But I'm like, man, I hope this is a February thing. And by the way, I hope it's a one-time only February thing. I don't want this to be February for the rest of my life. But what better way to celebrate Heart Health Month, February, and having a heart attack? That's what I did. So it slowed me down. But I've been coming back. I've been focusing on working out. I'm like working out like a demon. And my heart feels good inside. And the doctor says it sounds good from the outside. And things look generally really good. So I'm fine. Don't worry about me. But that's why I've been slow. Yeah, I know. Excuses, right? So I'm really hoping that we'll have another season of the Christmas Stocking in November, as usual, because I really like doing it. I'm also working on trying to find more paying work. So if you need a podcast editor, a podcast host, voiceover work, like real professional voiceover work, I'm like trying to make some real money, you know? Let me know. You know how to find me. So I gotta go running right now. So let's play the last song. Peter Combe is a children's entertainer from Australia, where they celebrate Christmas in summer. It's December 25th, but it's the summer there. So it's only right that Peter close out the Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular. Wake up! It's Christmas! And before you know it, it will be. And before that, hopefully, another season of the Christmas Stocking will be underway around Thanksgiving. Have a great fall, and thanks for being part of the Christmas Stocking.
Sun comes up, wake up, it's Christmas. Don't sleep in, get out of bed. Magpies sing, wake up, it's Christmas. Welcome in the Christmas day. Come with me, and you so many gifts on the Christmas tree. There's one for you and one for me, another for Jack and one for Jamie Lee. Sun comes up, wake up, it's Christmas. Don't slip in, get out of bed. Magpies sing, wake up, it's Christmas. Welcome in the Christmas day. Over the hill, the moon hangs lying still, the earth is asleep, waiting until the stars begin to fade with the coming of the morn. Kookaburras sing at the break of the dawn. Sun comes up, wake up, it's Christmas. Don't sleep in, get out of bed. Magpies sing, wake up, it's Christmas. Welcome in the Christmas day. Join the throng and sing this song. I sing it loud and clear, you can't go wrong. Now is the time to spread good cheer on Christmas Day and all through the year. Sun comes up, wake up, it's Christmas. Don't sleep in, get out of bed. Magpies sing, wake up, it's Christmas. Welcome in the Christmas Day. Sun comes up, wake up, it's Christmas. Don't sleep in, get out of bed. Magpies sing, wake up, it's Christmas. Welcome in the Christmas Day. Welcome.